Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more.
Hey, it's Duchess, hosted by Duchess. How y'all doing today? It's a great day. I have a wonderful surprise for you today, and I'm going to be introducing him shortly. But first, I want to talk about, Black History Month. That's a lot going on here this month. There's a lot that's been going on around the world. My guest host is going to be talking about some of these changes with me. But the first thing I want to talk about is spring. You know me, in spring, 42 more days until spring. Now, you know, that's not a long time. And if we can get through life without snow or any blizzards, it will be right on. I'm stalling for time here because I'm waiting for the board to light up. Some of our listeners, they like to lag in here 5 minutes after five. And I just want to share this moment with you. Just you and I and me and you and letting you know that I've had a wonderful week. Let me tell you about some things that I've tried. I want you all to know that I got the most powerful energy when my physical therapist did what I call trigger point dry needling. I've been dragging around here like an old lady, and he did this trigger point stuff for me, and it shot me up into energy world. And I want you to know, I got up and I started moving furniture around in this apartment, and it's about time I got rid of some of these boxes, you know. And I want you to know that it's about time I started doing something, because I don't have anybody to come over here and do this stuff with me. I'm looking forward to the show today, and as the board is lighting up, I think it's time for me to introduce my co-host, because I know he's waiting on pins and needles. So for everybody out there, I want you all to know that my co-host this evening is the one and only number one son of Duchess. This is Salim of Czar Entertainment, and he's going to share some of this change stuff with us. Come on, Salim, say hello to the listening audience, because your mic is open. You there? Salim.
Hello, I am here.
Your mic is open. Say hello to the audience.
How you doing, audience? I'm glad to be here on Inside Matters Talk with Duchess. Yes, I am very excited for today. So we're going to be talking about a few things, and I'm looking forward to talking with the audience and the listeners.
Well, let me give you a little brief synopsis of what we're going to talk about. You know, we're going to be talking about embracing change and being fearless during this time, during times of chaos, because there's a lot of chaos going on in the world. There's a lot of chaos going on in our personal lives. We're going to talk about Linda Stevens, give you a little brief thing on her, because everyone loves Linda Stevens' power path. Energy report that I give twice a month. And her power path this month is the topic is change. And, you know, successful old stuff and old ways and old habits. And then we have Neil Donald Walsh, who's saying when everything changes, what we need to try and do is we need to try our best to change everything. And Neil is also states that asking why is this happening, why is something happening, is possibly the most useless question in the universe. He says because the only profitable question is what, as in what do I choose now? This question empowers. The why question simply perplexes. We must stop trying to figure out and focus on what we now wish to create. And so, with that, I'm going to give you a little bit about what Nina has to say, and then I'm going to turn it over a little bit to Salim and let him give you his point of view on what I share with regards to Lena's power path. Now, as I said, the theme for February is change. And the board is lighting up nicely for us, Salim. Looking good over here. This is the month for accepting change and allowing change, promoting change, choosing change and being the change. Yeah, sometimes we have to be the change that we expect. Change brings out the need for security. It also brings out the obstacle of stubbornness as a reaction. Change is scary. Change harbors the unknown. Change can also be exciting, unpredictable, and dynamic. Change can be chaotic and can include destruction and confusion. Change is inevitable. We all know this. And it's a crucial part of our evolutionary experience. Let's take, for instance, a caterpillar. A caterpillar may be more comfortable staying in the comfort of its warm little cocoon, safe and asleep. But the butterfly, it is to become, ruthlessly destroys its form in order to emerge with a new freedom. The discomfort we all feel is akin to the caterpillar who can sense that there is no going back. The only way is through to the other side. Now, go ahead, Celine.
I want to veer off real quick. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I know you don't have a show on your actual birthday, but I wanted to wish you a very, very happy birthday, Duchess.
Thank you.
You're very
welcome. Thank you so much.
Yes. And
it's a
big it's a milestone.
Yeah, we add another zero to a brand new number.
How's the board looking like right now?
We've got some nice lights going on the board.
Mom,
Can
we take a quick peek for everyone on the board?
Say what?
Can we take a quick peek on the board and hear what someone has to say?
Sure. If that's what you want to do right now before we really get into the show, I mean, I usually wait until we talk a little bit more about a subject or so, but we can speak. I got some hands raised here.
Okay. Just check
okay,
out
so
one.
Why don't we try the area code 630. How about that one? Let's open it up.
Okay.
Hello, area code 630.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Can we have your first name?
I'm fine. Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What state? Can you give us what state you're calling from?
Sure, Illinois.
Go ahead, Illinois. What you got to say? Share with us.
No. Well, you know, I kind of did want to listen to your show. I just, you know, when I saw it on Blog Talk Radio, it resonated with me. I have had just so much change in the last year, but I feel like what's kind of helped me is just kind of going with the flow and letting it happen. You can't, like, when it's time for change, it's just time for change. Like, I had things the same for about 30 or 35 years.
Mm.
So, I mean, it was, like, really stagnant at the end. But it was what it had to be. So now there's just really a lot of change going on. And so I'm just kind of like, some of it's good, some not so good, but I think a lot of it's good. And you just, you know, I waited for this day for so many years that, I don't know, I'm pretty thrilled. So I'm not scared of it, but I do think you have to go with it because if you fight it, it's going to happen anyways. So, like, we're not in control. I think God is, but, you know, I just kind of try to follow his orders and listen deep within.
Absolutely. The other thing with change can be like, the martial art, Aikido, where rather than resisting it, you roll into it so that you can go forward, you know, because if you start resisting it, you kind of stay stagnant in that spot. right. creating a war within yourself with the change.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I don't resist it. But it's very careful decisions that have to be made. So I'm the kind of person, I have to really carefully think it out. I've just done a lot of soul searching and a lot of careful thought. So, you know, it seems to be coming along. I'm a little tired from it all, but, you know, I don't work a lot, so I'm able to concentrate on that now.
That's
beautiful.
Would you like to share something with the guests, Celine?
No, she's going rapidly. It's very informative. That's the change that I'm feeling myself. It's like a transition from one life to another, and it becomes a little scary, for lack of a better word, to jump onto the next plateau. You know.
Yeah, but I don't think it's scary. To me, it's either that or death. So I could never go back to just living the way I did. I mean, it was right for the time. Not that it was bad, but it was right for that time, and it's not right for now. So for me, I don't really feel there's a choice. You just have to kind of go with it. But I have decisions to make, like, do I want to get a bigger place? Do I want to move maybe out of state eventually? Like, a lot of things have opened up that I can just really do things for myself for the first time in so many years. So it is a lot of decisions that you know, just you have to come to. So, but
that's
I'm just
wonderful.
Doing it slowly. I'm doing it slowly, and that's just what you have to do, and really listen to yourself. I mean, like, I always used to seek approval from others. It was, you know, just the way I was raised, and I'm not going to be, and I'm not a people pleaser anymore. I'm more concerned with doing now what's
for
me.
That's the biggest choice, right? That's the biggest move right
there,
is not being a people pleaser
and protecting
anymore.
My boundaries and protecting
Absolutely.
My boundaries. And just, you know, speaking when I feel better with certain people, then you can open up a little more and smile. But otherwise, I just don't need to talk to a lot of people.
Right.
I love being by myself. You know,
that's
I have
one
a 19-year-old kid.
About change. It requires making room for something new. You know, sometimes for change to be successful, you know, we can't, you know, like you say, we can't be stubbornly holding on to our old stuff. We've just got to let it go.
Yeah.
I think you get prepared at the right time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's
like, I don't think that God doesn't, like, give you something unless you're ready for it. So it's, I think there's, just if you look back on your life, then I think a lot of people would see there was always a reason for something. So if you, instead of fighting
it. And that's the biggest point you're making right now is that God does not put nothing in your path that you're not ready for. And thank you very much, caller, for calling in. You've been very wonderful. And please keep listening to Inside Matters Talk. I understand from our host, Duchess, that her board is lit up. So we're going to let some other callers come in.
I'm going to listen. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling in.
Okay, I'm going to stay on if I can and just listen.
Wonderful.
All right, thank you.
Okay, that's it. Who's next?
Right, we've got more callers with, you know, with the little hand raised. You know what I'm
Let's
saying?
Let's do a 562 area code.
I don't see 562 saying that they want to say anything. I have a 401 that's looking like they really, really want to come in here and share.
Well, let's
and
see what they got to say.
We got a 401 area code. How you doing, 401? This is Duchess opening up the line for you. May I have your first name?
Hi, Duchess. My first name is Terry.
Hey, Terry. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. Blessings and all. And the state you're calling from?
Rhode Island. The,
is this
the beautiful
that was my mentor
ocean
at
state.
URI?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Mr. Terry, what do you have to share with us with regards to change?
Well, in regards to change?
Well,
number one, I want to applaud the sister who just called in and who talked about the changes that she was going through and anticipating, and the fact that, you know, you gave her you and Celine both gave her the best information or advice you could give her in terms of not being stagnant. And change is something, whether one realizes it or not, that we do every single day. Now, most people, when they talk about change, they're talking about dramatic change. They're talking about big changes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we are changing just by living each day. But the reason I called, and a lot of people, there used to be a time when they put a lot of literature out about changes and, you know, how you manage change. And it almost seemed like they were trying to make people afraid of change or know that change was difficult. And if you have, or if you're following the right path, and if you have guidance, you know, and you listen to not only your heart, but you take into account the man above, then you're going to be led in the right direction. So change shouldn't be something that is scary. One can be apprehensive maybe about the certain degree of change, but I don't think you have to be afraid of it. Because once you conquer any fear that you might have and you come out on the other side, you end up, you know, typically asking yourself, well, why was I afraid of that? You know, it was not even a big obstacle. It was just something I had to deal with at that particular time. But the real reason I'm calling Ms. Madyun is to just wish you a happy birthday. birthdays should be celebrated. Birthdays should be observed. And we as Black people, you know, we're not always guaranteed our birthdays. So I want to make sure that I say to you happy birthday and many, many more.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed evening.
You too.
So,
I'm going to listen for a while myself.
Okay.
And one other thing I did want to say before I go is that I know for the last 3 or 4 years you've had the show, and it's a marvelous show. You do a wonderful job, you and your partner, and I think it's just, you know, very good space on the airwaves. So I appreciate all that you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a good evening, and thank you for calling
you
in.
Too.
Anything you want to share,
yes,
Celine,
ma'am,
before I close off the mic?
No, not at all. Not at all. Thank you, Terry, and I'll talk to you soon, sir. It was great hearing
okay.
from you.
Okay. All right.
You know, there's right. something that I want to add before I open up. I think I have another caller that wants to come online. But one of the things that I want to share is the fact that a lot of times when everyday people talk about change and accepting change and going with the flow of change and change is evident and don't be stubborn, go with the flow. But there are changes that happen in people's lives that cause real chaos. You know, I mean, it's change when you have a death of a loved one. It's change when your doctor says to you that you have incurable cancer. It's change when you have, you know, there are changes on the face of this earth that occur that, you know, that create chaos, mayhem, and just makes a person go totally berserk. And that's some of the change that we can try and share with others to help them get through that. Because there are different types of change. There's change that occurs when you make a choice, like the young woman who called from Illinois said, you know, do I make a move here? Do I make a move over there? And then there are changes that you don't choose. They just drop in your lap. And you're left hanging there wondering, now what do I do? Like Neil Donald Walsh was saying, the first thing that pops into our head is, why me? You know, why did this happen to me? And he says that asking that could be a very, a useless question to ask in the universe, when what we should be asking is, what do I choose now to affect this thing that's happened to me? Because the change has already occurred. It's already happened. And so that's in the past. Now you're standing in your moment with this change in front of you. What you want to do is think, what do I choose now to move myself forward? And that's when we have those losses, those uncontrollable losses, and that's when we need to know that when everything changes, we've got to figure out how to change everything and how to adapt ourselves to that change. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Yes. That's well said.
We can't be stubborn when it comes to, you know, how we're going to deal with the changes. Now, how do we do this stuff? Now, one of the things, wait a minute, let me get a caller in here, because I have a caller that's waiting to say something, and maybe I lost them. Maybe they don't want to talk. Maybe I talk too much. There we go. Caller, area code 562. That's a new area code, right, Celine?
Yes.
Okay, area code 562. We're going to open up your mic. Area code 562, may I have your first name and maybe what state you're calling from? Hello.
Hello.
How you
happy
doing?
Your children on the line.
Hold on. Let me do the Steve Harvey thing. Hold on. I'm gonna get in my Steve Harvey mode. We have Mr. Abe, and we have Mr. Raj Mattyune over here in Virginia. We also have Celine.
Celine, how do you think
Carolina?
I can handle this?
Huh?
How do you think I should handle this? You the co-host.
It's wonderful.
Oh, it's wonderful. You're so sick. This is my family. You know, this is their way of helping me go through the changes that I'm going through. This is a show about change, and like Mr. Terry said, we change every day. You know,
yes.
I mean, like
yes.
Bob Chopra says that my body is not the same body 5 minutes ago. Right now. I mean, 5 minutes ago was a totally different body because the cells rejuvenate and they recreate themselves. So may I say thank you very much to my children for calling
yes,
me.
Ma'am.
Wish
yes, ma'am.
Happy birthday. And, I'm going to close
Duchess,
your mic
and
so
Duchess,
that we can get some
okay.
other callers in here because the phone, I mean,
no,
the
wait
phone
a minute,
lines
wait a
are lit up, and I'm sure it's not everybody saying they want to wish me happy birthday.
Come on. And Duchess, this
wait a minute,
was
wait a minute, wait a
very
wait a
well
this is,
planned
this is,
strategically
this is,
for you.
Hello. This is Siraj, the youngest child in Virginia. I do have two other people that want to express their love and express a happy birthday. First, we have my son, which is the only grandson that Miss Duchess has, and he has something to say.
Hello.
Girl.
Hi, baby.
Girl.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
Love you too.
Next, we have Miss Candace Patterson over here making apple little things, but she wants to express, you know, a wonderful happy birthday to her mother-in-law. Here we go.
Happy birthday, Mom. I love you very much.
Thank you, Candace. I love you too.
And lastly,
anybody else
want to
make
Miss Agadinian, which is my lovely wife here. She wants to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I hope you have a great year.
Oh,
happy
my
birthday.
Gosh, California.
Yeah.
Hello. Wait a minute. This is Zadanise, her only daughter. I want to say happy birthday, Ma. And I have somebody here that wants to say happy birthday to you, too. Hold on.
North Carolina.
Hello, Mom. Hello,
hi,
Mom.
Kathy.
Hello, Duchess. I just want to say happy birthday, and I love you, and I wish you many more.
I love you, too, Kathy. Thank you, North Carolina. Thank you, California. Thank you, Virginia. Thank you, West Virginia.
And thank you, New York.
Family.
Yep, ma'am.
All right.
Talk
to you later, Mom.
Thank you. The mic's off. Okay, everyone else listening whose birthday it's not, we're going to go back to our show.
All righty.
Okay, have a good evening. Did you do that?
That was a nice surprise.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
I didn't do it personally. These were my younger siblings who orchestrated this, And since I'm the oldest, I have to be the one to help orchestrate that. So.
And keep the secret.
And keep the secret, yes,
okay,
ma'am.
So let's talk about we're going back to change now. So this is very important. And I got this from Lena Stevens' husband, Jose. He talks about the most important information of all about how we should view some of the chaos in our world is through the mechanism of looking at it the way it's looked at in physics. Physics has discovered the observer, that's us who are looking at things, the observer effect. The fact that you cannot observe an experiment without affecting the outcome, okay? This has far more reaching implications for how we live our lives. Our observation of something helps to bring it into being. Now, if you remember that movie, The Secret, where they talk about when you look at something, there's more out there that the eye can see that the brain is allowing to have envisioned within it. So in other words, it helps to manifest it or to create it. When we look at, and I play this game with people all the time, because until you turn around and look behind you, there's nothing behind you.
Mm.
And that blows your mind.
Yeah.
Nothing exists in creation until the eye sees it. So if you're not looking at it, it's non-existent. Now think about that. Think about how you're driving on the highway, and if you don't look in that rearview mirror to see what's behind you, there is nothing behind you.
Right.
Now that's a scary, that's really freaky. Okay? But this is what scientists have observed. And the truth is, our observation plus our attitude and our expectation, what we expect, and our intention, that has the greatest impact. So translated to our everyday lives, what all this means is that we will experience that which we tend to believe will happen. If we think someone is a real butthole, then we will tend to experience them more and more as that butthole because we are actively promoting that thought. Our expectations and our emotional reactivity. So in a curious way, we are responsible for how we experience people and for the outcomes we experience. Once again, we create our own reality. That fascinates me, Celine.
And we draw that reality to us.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of expelling it, we bring it to us.
Mm-hmm. So, some people may feel like, you know, well, that's, you know, get out of here. You know, how am I going to be creating my own reality? But a person can act like a complete bully, and we have to take responsible for this, do we? You know, like, what the heck? You want me to take responsible for that, responsibility for what's being what's happening to me? Well, it's not quite like that. Each person is personally responsible for the way they behave and the way they are. So that individual or that over there is personally responsible. But we are each responsible for what we reinforce. So when we pile on someone and expect them to be worse, they begin to lean in that direction, and then we get to feel right and vindicated, you know. So if you have a loved one that's in trouble out there, you have a loved one that's in trouble, and you're all pent up and you're angry and you're having these hostile feelings and you're directing it towards them and you're all afraid and you're scared, that is not the way to make it better. The way we make it better is by embracing that loved one, sending that loved one all the love that you can muster up to send their way. You know how people say when you're in trouble, I'll pray for you? Okay? I'll pray for you. Well, those prayers are genuine lifesavers. They're praying for you. Now, once you know people are praying for you, then you've got to embrace those prayers and say to yourself, I'm being prayed for. These prayers are lifting me up, and I can allow this chaos and mayhem in my life to hold me down. You know, I'm going to direct it out of me, so the prayers are going to come to me and through me so that I can send some divine light outward from me, you know. So life is too short to get caught up into all of that madness. And we've got a lot of madness out there, but what we've got to do is if we can't love it, then we have to have compassion for it. We can't walk around hating it because all we're going to do is have that hate bouncing off of it out there and right back at us. Where you go, Salim? I know I can talk, but don't leave me.
I have a lesson. Yes, I'm here.
Did you listen to what Cryon had to say today?
Oh, absolutely.
About
the
five deceptions?
Yes, yes.
What do you think about the five deceptions? I like number one.
Well, I mean, I think I had to listen to it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving, so a little distracted.
Mm-hmm.
But I got the gist of everything, and I think we deceive ourselves.
Absolutely, and basically what he's trying to say is that human beings are starting to grow. Did you know that they had a way, science has a way of measuring the vibration of the human vibration on the face of this earth? Do you know that? And the vibration has been at 7.8 for a couple of years, and now it has surged up to 32 point something, the vibration. Showing that the vibration of love, calmness, and peace is even though we look like we're going crazy on the face of this earth,
yeah,
but the consciousness of the earth is waking up. The human consciousness. There are more people who are feeling compassion and love and understanding.
I want to be on that island where they're at right now.
Huh?
I said I want to be on the island that they're at right now.
No, they're on the island called North America. Come off.
That was a joke. I'm just saying. You know, there's a lot of people out there who fail to show their compassion, their love, their humanity. And, you know, I walk through life and I walk through just my journey in life, you know, trying to show by example of love and compassion and humanity. And it becomes rough sometimes because there's a lot of folks out there who haven't grasped or in touch with those essences.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing of it is, And this is the other thing that's hard to realize, is that you only have yourself to contend with. It's not up to you to look for the other people. It's up to you to be in your space, being who you are. I had someone tell me a long, long time ago. They said, Duchess, we know you're an empath, but you cannot constantly think that you can carpet the whole entire earth. It's impossible. The only thing each of us can do is go to Walmart and buy ourselves a comfortable pair of slippers.
Yeah.
Now, once we're standing in our reality, and we become who we, the grandest being or the grandest essence of who we are, and each one of us does that, then we don't have to look for other people.
Right.
They'll automatically pop up. We don't have to look for them.
Right.
You know, and we cannot become what we are not just because other people are not who we think they should be.
Right.
Can't happen that way.
You
know?
Another caller?
Why? Did you hear something? You felt it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think so. I think we have an area code 347. Area code 347. We're going to open up the line. Come on.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Area code 347. I can hear you.
Happy birthday. This is your cousin Kim.
How you doing, Kim? How you doing?
I just wanted to wish you happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's good. I'm so glad that you have your radio show. So proud of you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank
you. Love
you. You want to say hello to Salim? Salim is my co-host this evening.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
That's good.
That's wonderful, wonderful.
You know I'm going to call.
That's beautiful, that's beautiful.
Okay, I just wanted to say happy birthday and have a great rest of the show.
Thank you
I'll
so much. Glad
to
have you listening. You have a good day, have a blessed time, and thank you so much for wishing me happy birthday.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Celine, I'm still here, you're still there, and we still got a show.
Damn,
now back to Cryon. One of the things that Cryon was saying, now for those of you who don't know who Cryon is, Lee Carroll channels Cryon. Now, some of you may not believe in channeling, but Cryon is an angelic energy that comes through Lee Carroll. Lee Carroll has been channeling Cryon for the last 20-some-odd years, 23, 24 years, and Lee Carroll's even channeled at the United Nations, so before the United Nations. So there's some stuff to Lee Carroll, and if you want to know more about Lee Carroll and Cryon, they have a website, cryon.com, and all the channelings are there for him. Wow. And I like listening to Cryon because Cryon makes good sense, good angelic sense. Cryon is saying that there are five deceptions that the human being is still under. Cryon was saying that it's been noticed that humans are starting to grow up in old energy. The old energy was filled with childish things, but human beings are outgrowing all those childish feelings and emotions, and they're coming about their true purpose of being. One of the old energy beliefs or deception is that everything repeats itself. Now, Cryon says when you believe everything repeats itself, like, you know, what's going on now around the world looks like we're getting ready to go into have a war, you know, it's like crazy stuff. Cryon says, you know, things aren't repeating themselves, and things will not repeat themselves the way they did under the old energy. This is a new energy and a new vibration. I'm going to tell you, I was really disappointed at the beginning of November when it looked to me like the new energy was being devastated. Cryon said, that's because you're thinking in old energy with an old energy mentality. So we need to stop it. Because as long as we're thinking with an old energy mentality, then things are very much possibly going to stay the same for you. They're not going to stay the same for me. They're going to stay the same for you because I intend to get out of that mindset. He said what goes around is not necessarily going to come around again. The second misconception or deception that the old energy wants us to believe, that you cannot get ahead. You cannot get ahead. You know, once you feel you can't get ahead, complacency sets in and you say to yourself, oh, what the heck, what's the sense of trying? All right? So we got to stop that. We are going forward. We are getting ahead. No matter what it looks like to you out there, say to yourself, we are going forward. We are getting ahead. You know, old energy is putting up its last bastions of fight. That's what's happening. And I said in shows long ago, when you have a wound and it's healing, it heals from the inside out. And as it's healing deep within, it's pushing out the ugly, nasty stuff to the top of the wound. Okay? So, you don't want to get stuck in that complacency about, well, you know, everything's the same, what's the use, you know. And never say can't. No matter how old I am, I can go further than I have before. And me, who's coming up with one of the big birthdays, I really don't much care that another birthday is, except for the fact that I'm older, I'm more mature, and I have a lot of life to live. I'm going places. It may not look like it to other people, but then, you know, not every other person knows who I am and what I do in my private life. Do they, Celine? Hey, everybody, Celine falling asleep on me. He let me do the whole show all by myself.
Oh, I didn't.
Okay, Celine, let's talk about the third deception.
Yes, I'm here, wide awake.
Yeah, I bet. You sound just like my old, my former co-host, Jules. I used to have to say, Jules, are you there? Jules, hello? Okay. The third deception that Cryon talked about is the fact that we walk around thinking we're not worthy. You know? It's like he says that, especially those of us who have that higher power, that source energy, God, or, you know, you have a lot of religions that cause us to feel that we were born in sin. And so Cryon is saying that when you think that way, you make yourself feel like you are not worthy of certain things because he says, you know, like, would you as a parent want your child to think that they were born dirty? And Cryon goes on to say, why would mankind or humankind want to give the source of all creation human characteristics or characteristics that we as humans would never do to our own children? You know? So, there's certain news that has always been reported, and he says under the old energy, that we have to be careful because what we think we create for ourselves, how we think, that's how we make ourselves believe. And that's why I use the one of our slideshows on the website was the definition for cognitive dissonance. And that's when we have ingrained in our brains so strongly a particular view of something that even when we're shown something that makes a lot more sense, we stick to the old way of thinking anyway. It's just something we just don't want, we don't want to hear anything new. So Crown is saying we have to stop thinking that we're not worthy of certain things. He said another deception is, is that deception. The fourth deception is giving the creator a human concept, you know. He says that the power of love wipes away everything. And once again, if you can't love what you see on your television set, if you can't love what you see in the news, then have some compassion for it. Because who needs prayer more than that which is throwing out such negative, hostile nastiness? Who needs our prayers more? Okay? So, there is no judgment that the old energy way of thinking is something to feel bad about. What we've got to do is we've just got to go forward and walk through it because it's changed. Let me see. What else have I have down here? I guess the fifth deception.
Okay.
The fifth deception is, the fifth deception is that darkness is in control. That's not true. I know to a lot of us it looks like darkness is in control. But right now darkness is in its manipulative phase. It's trying to manipulate you into thinking that it's in control. But light is winning. And I'm going to tell you, it only takes a flicker of one little candle to illuminate a whole entire room. So when you take these flickers of light, these human light workers, your flicker of light, that's all you need is your flicker of light. And then you stand next to somebody else with their flicker of light. Just know that all you need is your flicker. So don't think you have no power because all you have is a flicker. Put you into a totally dark room and you light the whole thing.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen,
yes.
Amen, amen.
That's why I choose to be the
flicker.
Light. A flicker, right.
Your own
right.
Flicker.
Absolutely, my own flicker, yes.
So,
that's beautiful.
Oh, I need some water, so go ahead and talk to the people while I drink.
Do we have any callers?
Let me see. No callers.
Yeah, it's the, you know, when you, I don't know, I love what you just said about the darkness and the light, you know, and it's a lot easier, you know, for people to think that, how can I say it? It's a lot easier. No, I turned the other way around. It's a lot harder to be a flicker of light. It's a lot harder to do the right thing. It's a lot harder to have humanity and compassion and show that and to walk in that in your day rather than be in the darkness. It's easy to be in the dark. You just keep your
right.
Eyes closed and do whatever you want to do and just bump into it if you want to bump in and oh well, and you know, but it takes chutzpah, I guess that's the word I want to use, to maintain the light and to maintain that humanity and compassion and walk with that and smile at the cashier across the counter and say hello to the neighbor down the street and to help the senior citizen with her groceries. It just takes 1 minute, and it doesn't cost anybody to do that, just to show that, you know, and that's the change. That's the change that I'm seeing where karma is concerned, that because I feel like now I'm noticing like karma is a lot is real swift now. You know,
it is.
If you're putting out, you're reaping what you're sowing a lot quicker. And that goes back to what you were saying in regards to the vibrations and how the vibrations are erratic right now, opposed to maybe 50 years ago.
You know, I think one of the most disheartening things for anybody on the face of this earth is to always constantly having people or sources project negative concepts or negative thoughts against them. You know, I mean, sometimes that downtrodden somebody's spirit if they're not a strong spiritual individual. They need that light to carry them, and they can't carry the light for everybody. They have to carry their own light. So what begins to happen is when you feel like people are drawing on you or they're throwing contrary things your way, then you have to step back from them. It doesn't matter who they are, you know. It doesn't matter where they are. They could be your coworkers. They can be your family. But if all they have is a negative thought about you, then you don't need to be there. And you have to just step back and say to yourself, I have to be my light for me. And you don't do it in a hostile way. You don't do it in, you know, a bad way. You know, you do it with compassion in your heart towards the persons who feel or think this way about you, because you know there are other people who love you for who you are, and they see who you are through it all. So change. We can only be who we are, and we can only change ourselves. But we can't change ourselves for other people. We have to change ourselves for the people that we want to become.
Right.
Oh, let me see. Lena Stevens is how the month is showing up to you personally. This is the month to examine in a very ruthless way what needs to change your life. Maybe your attitudes, maybe your belief systems, maybe your tendency to live small, maybe some bad habits, maybe a relationship or two, maybe your self-image, maybe your health or practices or disciplines, maybe your work or your home or your dreams or intentions. You may go through times of fear. Will I survive this? You may ask as you are suddenly at the effect of a sudden change that has been imposed upon you. Because a lot of us have changes that are imposed upon us. And of course you will get through that. You know, have we not learned anything about flexibility and persistence? Okay? The best way to show your cooperation in the larger scheme of things is to spend time clearing and eliminating the clutter in your life. And I have been doing that successfully. I've been in my new apartment, Salim, since October. I've had very little
help. How's that working out for you?
Well, I had a whole lot of help. I don't know if I shared with the listeners that I had like six of my UPS drivers unload my former apartment into a truck that sat on another friend's property for a week while I waited for my new apartment to be ready, you know. Then I had four UPS employees unload that long truck into my two-bedroom new apartment, you know. And but I've been in the boxes. I still don't have things on the walls. I've been in the boxes. And so because I work all day, go to doctor's appointments and all stuff like that, then I got to go to work in the evening. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm tired. Do you think I want to get into any boxes and push boxes around, you know? But it's coming along. You know, it's coming along. And
beautiful.
My source has given me the energy to put it into, I've lifted boxes, I put things, you know, I've lifted furniture, not big, big furniture, but it's coming along. And eventually this will be the place that I can call home. Right now it's a place that I call someplace to rest my head because there's boxes everywhere, you know, boxes everywhere. So, but this is where I'm going to be. My mother, she has a birthday this month as well, and she's going to be 89. And when she tells me, baby, take it easy, there's no hurry, then that's what I do. I take it easy because there's no hurry.
Yeah.
So with your relationships this month, I want everybody to know that this is a tricky area, you know, this change thing, along with the potential for major uncomfortable changes in long time and close relationships. There is also the potential for expansion, change, and reset in a very positive way to some important relationships in your life. There is a great opportunity to shift dynamics in relationships that are and have dysfunctional for some time. All right, so everybody, you're going to have a good month. You're just going to have to know how to adapt and how to adjust to the change without resisting it, you know, and don't be afraid of it. It'll work its way through. Health. Ooh, it may be time
That's
for some
big
changes with
me,
your health.
Yes.
I want y'all to know.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I just found out that I'm a diabetic just about a month ago. And you talking about change, I have to, and I didn't know. What was so interesting is that I was having to urinate all the time, every 15, 20 minutes. So I'm like, well, what is this, you know? And then I found out that my sugar was high and I was a diabetic and I needed insulin. And the nurse said, it's going to be great that you don't have to go to the bathroom anymore. I said, really? She said, really? She said that the body doesn't know what to do with it because the insulin doesn't process it, so it has to distribute it throughout your urine. Really? That's why I've been having to go to the bathroom like that. I was thinking I was getting old, couldn't hold my bladder no more.
So you attribute going to the bathroom a lot to being old, or is that what it is?
Right. I was like, oh, I guess I'm getting 50. This can't hold my bladder no more. But now that I take the insulin, it's like, oh, okay, she was right, you know. But it's the eating habits and my diet and what I drink and what I intake and what I cook for breakfast and what I cook for. That's change, you know.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you can get up any time of the day, if at any moment of the day you want to take a walk around the block, I'm going to tell you that's the best thing in the world to cure your body from having to take insulin.
And you are right on point with that, especially after these holidays, because I got a belly going over my belt, and that's not going to work for me.
As soon as you lose a couple of pounds, it could be 5 or 10, you know, but you should start doing that right now before your pancreas gets adjusted to taking insulin. Then it gets lazy.
Oh,
you say, oh, you're taking insulin? I ain't got to work now.
Okay.
So do some exercise. It doesn't take it doesn't take strenuous exercise. Just go for a walk around the block, you know.
I will do
nice
that.
Nice casual walk for about 30 minutes. You know,
I will do that, yeah.
15 minutes out, I call it 15 minutes out and 15 minutes back. You know, that's 30 minutes. Just,
okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
See, I need to practice what I preach. Okay, everybody, we're coming to the close of the show pretty soon, so let me give you the power path for the week of, let's say, the 7th to the, that's long, that's a lot, till we come back. Nina says this is a week of sorting out, catching up, and assimilating changes that either have occurred or are occurring for you. as you pay attention to your process, ask the questions to yourself about what in your life could use a reset and what is the way of that change.
Mm.
It is like taking an inventory of your habits, attachments, stagnant ways, and areas where you are asleep instead of inspired. It is a good time to set yourself up for using the influence of the first eclipse on the full moon, the 10th of this month. We're going to have an eclipse. I love eclipses.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Practice embracing and accepting any change occurring that is not in your control. Change what you can, accept what you cannot. As you come across aspects of your life that need to change and include other people, just remember that you cannot change someone else. Told you. You can point and guide them in a direction that may be useful to them, but you cannot change them. So you always have a choice to change yourself and be willing to release anything that is not aligned. There you go, back to carpeting the whole earth. Just wear them slippers. It is also a great time to put into motion any ideas or intentions that you are really clear about. And as far as the 8th to the 14th, this will be a dynamic time that invites us to take charge of our lives with some power and energy. Feel the aggression and force of the times, and instead of retreating in fear and judgment, let's harness it for our own intentions. This is a time when you can really see some progress. If you're inspired to clean out your garage, go for it. I don't have a garage, but I'm sure going to clean out some boxes. Tasks that may have felt overwhelming will suddenly flow with synchronicity and energy. You may also feel quite a bit more energized physically during this time. It does not bode well for those of you who have trouble sleeping on a good day, but it will allow for a lot of things getting done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're going to have a good 2 weeks, everybody. We're going to have a good time, a wonderful time.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Hmm. Did we talk to area code 413? I think we did.
No. 413,
yeah,
that's
did.
Me.
Huh? Oh, that's you.
I called in. I had to call in on the dashboard.
That's
this
right.
Radio.
I forgot. I was like, did we talk to area code 413?
I love the technology that I can just call in. It just sounds like I'm right in the studio. That's beautiful.
Yep. This has been a good night. I had
yes,
a good
ma'am.
Time.
That's good. Happy
I
birthday,
appreciate
ma'am.
It. And thank you for all my birthday wishes. They just popped in and popped out.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Oh, and I like hearing from Mr. Terry, and I like hearing from Illinois, and I like hearing, yeah, it's been a good night.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And
yeah,
thank you
happy birthday.
Being, thank you for being my co-host.
You're very welcome. Thank you for asking me.
Who's area code 404?
That's Atlanta.
Yeah, no, they just popped up their hand.
No? You taking it?
Then they hung up. I mean, I don't
okay.
know. Should I?
Well, you know, your show is an hour.
I know, but I always set it for a little bit more, a little bit over. You know, I set it for a little over.
Okay.
I don't always end it in an hour. That's why we're still talking, and they haven't cut me off the air yet.
Oh, okay. Well, Duchess, darling, I would have to say that. I am hosting a Super Bowl party. I don't know nothing about football,
yeah,
but I like
Bowl
to cook.
Yeah, Super Bowl has started, hasn't it?
Right.
Every year I have a show on Super Bowl Sunday. Okay, everybody, go ahead and watch the Super Bowl
and
have
thank
some
you
food
for
me.
Out. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you stay blessed, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks
you
again for hosting with me.
And thank you,
thank
everyone.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Bye-bye.
Say goodbye, Celine.
Bye-bye, Celine.
Bye.
Bye. I love you.
Night, everyone. Have a blessed 2 weeks, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. This is Duchess signing out. Everybody,
ciao.
Be good.